Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, June 10th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. At Madison Square Garden, the Los Angeles Kings shut out the New York Rangers 3-0 to take a commanding 3-0 series lead. Jonathan Quick, 32 saves, pitching the shutout, but he says it's all business.
I don't think it'd be any different if we were down 3-0 there at the lead. We're just trying to win a game in a couple days here, and that's the focus.
Jeff Carter breaks a scoreless tie by netting a goal with just a half second left in the first period. Drew Doughty, Mike Richards tally in the second. The Kings held the Rangers 0-6 on the power play, and Rick Nash says, no, we need a singular focus.
We're in a hole. We can't look at the big picture. We know we got to win a lot of games in a row to get back, but just worry about the next one.
Kings will go for a sweep with Game 4 on Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden. The NBA Finals resume on Tuesday night. The Miami Heat hosting the San Antonio Spurs. Series tied at a game apiece. Dwayne Wade of the Heat fined $5,000 for flopping on a foul call against Manu Ginobili in Game 2. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Knicks reportedly hiring Derek Fisher as their next head coach. He played for Knicks' new president, Phil Jackson, in the Laker days. Expected to finalize a 5-year, $25 million deal on Tuesday. Donald Sterling is now backing out of the $2 billion sale of his Los Angeles Clippers to former Microsoft chairman Steve Ballmer. Sterling's attorney says he will pursue a $1 billion federal lawsuit against the NBA. In college basketball, Cleveland Cavaliers apparently made a run at Kentucky head coach John Calipari. Reports say the numbers were 7 years, $60 million. But Calipari just signed a 7-year, $52 million deal to stay with Kentucky last week. The NCAA is avoiding a trial over the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit. And college-themed basketball and football video games produced by Electronic Arts. NCAA has reached a $20 million settlement. The agreement will award certain Division I basketball and both subdivision football players who had their likeness used by EA Sports on those video games. They would all share in the $20 million settlement, but the details still being finalized. University of Wisconsin head basketball coach Bo Ryan has announced Matt Ferris of Abilene Xavier, who is the Associated Press Football Player of the Year as a quarterback, along with TJ Schlund, the son of former Marquette star Terrell Schlund, who attends St. John's Military Academy, both coming to Wisconsin as walk-ons next year. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers had a day off Monday in New York, but they'll open up a 3-game series Tuesday night against the Mets. Marco Estrada facing Daisuke Matsuzaka in the series opener. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Chicago Cubs on Monday 6-2. Andrew McCutchen hitting a home run and driving in three. Says he's feeling pretty good at the plate these days.
Made a little minor adjustment, and now I'm seeing the ball a little longer, and now I'm being able to get the barrel to it. When I get the barrel to it, good things happen. So that's basically what I'm doing.
Dodgers beat the Reds by that same 6-2 score. Scott Van Slyke hitting a pair of home runs off left-hander Tony Cingrani.
I don't know. I think I'm comfortable against them. I see them a lot more. I've always liked facing lefties. I have a pretty good idea what they're trying to do.
Atlanta Braves beat the Colorado Rockies 3-1. Washington Nationals rolled the Giants at San Francisco 9-2. Ian Desmond drove in five. In the American League, couple of shutouts. Seattle blanking Tampa Bay 3-0. Mariners have won 8 out of their last 9. Baltimore shuts out Boston 4-0. Bud Norris allows just 3 hits in 8 innings of work.
We're always focused on getting ahead of counts and really, fastball command. Caleb called a great game. The guys made the plays behind me. So just that extra little bit of focus to go out there and just play the game. And I think that kind of goes with it.
White Sox, a winner over Detroit 6-5. Jose Abreu hitting his 18th of the year. Angels beat the A's 4-1. Blue Jays walked off the Twins 5-4. Kevin Pillar with a game-winning RBI single. And Cleveland beat Texas 17-7. Lonnie Chisenhall went 5-5. He hit 3 home runs, and he drove in 9 runs and had a victory to boot.
It was fun, to get the win and to win a series. And, the personal success comes second. But, it's a great night. I probably don't know the magnitude of it until later on. I know I certainly have more text messages than I've ever had, so I have a lot of people who are proud of me. And
Understandably so. Yankees and Royals were postponed by rain. One interleague game at Houston beat Arizona 4-3. Minor league baseball, Timber Rattlers, a winner over Clinton 4-3. Wrap up a heck of a road trip. Sweep the Lumber Kings, and they've reeled off 7 in a row overall. Taylor Brennan with a home run. Taylor Williams went 6 innings, allowed just a run on 1 hit. Rattlers back over 500, 32-31. Return to Fox City Stadium to host Beloit on Tuesday night at 7:05. The Lakeshore Chinooks beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs 2-1 in Northwoods League action. Frogs stay home. They'll host lacrosse at Joanne Stadium at 7:05. State High School Baseball Tournament resuming with sectional semifinals and finals on Tuesday. Survivors all heading to Fox City Stadium for the State Baseball Tournament next week. State Golf Tournament underway at University Ridge in Madison in Division I. Mequon Homestead with the team lead at 3:08. Notre Dame Tritons 5 shots off the pace, tied for third. Jack Ritchie and Ethan Diesler leading Notre Dame with a 76. Kaylor Steger of Oak Creek, the individual leader, a 4-under par 68. In Division II, Madison Edgewood, the team lead with a 301 total. Sheboygan Falls, third at 316. Sophomore Matt Bachman tied for second individually with 72. Chris Kalla of Winnebago Lutheran leading the Division II individual field with a 68. In a Division III, Lancaster with a team lead by 8 shots after shooting 317. Final 18 holes coming on Tuesday. And President Barack Obama welcomed the University of Connecticut men's and women's basketball teams to the White House on Monday, both winning national championships in this same year.
It is just a remarkable thing what these two programs have accomplished. Of course, this season, the women went a perfect 40-0, won their games by an average of 34 points, so there was not a lot of suspense during their season.
No, there wasn't, and a rare feat, first to win both the men's and women's titles in the same year. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.